Enzo. Oh, this is probably too long for a voice note.
Hey, Claire. I know. Save it for the podcast.
Your space for an unfiltered and candid conversation.
Skip the small talk and dive in deep.
Hey, he's Enzo.
And she's Claire.
And this is Too Long for a Voice Note.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Second episode of the brand new season. How are we?
I think I change my voice in every episode or
how
the intro.
How is going to be? Something yes, like that.
Each episode is going to be a new one.
And can you do? I feel like I'm quite good at accents, aren't I?
You're really.
Give me one and I'll do it.
Like French.
Hello, today we are here with Too Long for a Voice Note. Hello, Enzo. Why are you laughing? Do you not think it is very good like that? I am sorry to any French person who is, listening?
Listening is so spot on. I can't. I would try to get to your level. It's a bit hard. Maybe you should be the one doing the different voices in each intro.
Merci beaucoup. Little chitty chatty before, no. I was going to ask Enzo what music you're listening to at the moment.
Ooh.
What's fresh on your playlist at the moment?
Not Shakira. No, I was listening to. I do listen to Shakira. Recently, I don't want to talk about Shakira's album. I think it's all right. I think I don't have... Actually, lately, I'm listening a lot to Mahmood. We have his concert tomorrow.
Alessandro. I can't wait, honestly.
I can't wait, honestly. So I've been listening to his album a lot because I think when it was released at the beginning, we were a bit like, but it grew me a lot.
Same, totally.
I'm trying to kind of like read the lyrics and like some words I don't know, try to research them. So I kind of like... Now I feel like I'm getting the whole story more,
okay.
And I listen and understand it more. And it's obviously very Mahmood, very like
intense
feelings and things.
Yeah.
So I think I'm really liking his album. I think I've been really focusing on it. I gave it a try to new Beyonce album. Didn't vibe too much with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cool concept overall, of course. But I think maybe I need to give it another listen. But it's country is not like even though it's Beyonce type of style as well. It's not pure country, but.
I think it's very interesting that she's creating this trilogy.
The
first one was like Renaissance, obviously like a disco. Then this is a country album. They're saying they think the third one's going to be rock.
It's cool. I think it's cool because she's kind of like reclaiming like music to the black community.
Totally.
Because disco, it belongs to the black, it was created by black musicians. And then country is actually the source of country, a lot of black music as well.
Mm.
And it was kind of erased through history,
mm-hmm.
and I think rock makes sense because a lot of rock and blues and jazz come from black musicians as well.
So yeah, that's very true.
I really like it. It's really
very
like,
interesting.
What are you listening to at the moment?
Mahmood, obviously Mahmood's new album as well. Yeah, and I wasn't sure at the beginning, but now I love it.
It's really good.
And then I'm also listening to a lot of. Is her name Anjali? To bring the French. Anjali.
I think it might be Angel.
So she's actually from Belgium. I was convinced she was French. I thought she was from Belgium. And she does the reason why she was put on my radar again, well, she obviously did a really famous song with Dua.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever. But then she does another song with Mahmood. And I was like, I actually really love this girl and I love her voice.
It's
actually funny because my boyfriend was like, is that Rosalia singing in French? And I was like, no, but that's so interesting.
I can see
there's
it.
Like a pretty, delicate, but very intense nature to her.
Interesting
her
that
music.
He thought about it. I can see that. I can hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's cool. Yeah.
And then I also have been listening still to Callie Eucis's new album. I like that album. That's really pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
like
very
her.
Timeless to me.
Yeah, she's good. I think her music, kind of like it feel like aged well because it's not like reggaeton or pure like one style, like trendy thing.
Yeah.
It's more like a well produced project. So that's really good. I think I like this new setup for us.
Me
like,
too.
The sofa is kind of
I really
like
it very comfortable. Like, we wanted to bring a more like relaxed. Exactly. like Okay, my topic.
Yeah, your topic.
So time for my
I'm
topic.
Curious. Okay.
So this week I want to talk about something. I would say it's kind of more, I would say it's quite spiritual, but it depends on how you think about it.
Right.
But I want to talk about karma.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And if you believe in karma, what karma is. What do we think about karma in general? Because I feel that this is something that we always know about karma. Like there's something that is always kind of like in pop culture, like something that we always know about. But what is it? So should we start with a definition? What is karma? Karma is a Sanskrit word which literally translates to action. It's a principle founded in Hinduism. Mm-hmm. However, different cultural and religious schools vary in how they view the role of karma.
Yeah.
It's basically the sum of a person's actions, and this can also exist in the present tense mm-hmm. or present state of existence, mm-hmm. or it can be something to do with your past life as cool. well. So that's kind of a rough overview. So initially, I guess I would ask you, mm-hmm. do you believe in karma?
If I do believe in karma, yes, I do believe in karma. And I think sometimes, I think in the past I questioned what I do believe in it, but I think it comes natural to me. Okay. I don't know if it's like cultural maybe. Mm-hmm. Or if it's something that is just me, I don't know, but I do believe in karma, mm-hmm. and I found interesting the definition as well, and how like, yeah, that idea of it may mean different things for different people from yeah. their perspective, but like at the end it means the same about like how you act and what you get back, right? Mm. I do think about that. I do think like all of our like actions and how we treat people, the things we do, they're gonna come back in a different way yeah. or in the same way to us. I do think like, I think it's a real thing, honestly.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I try to like, I feel like, yeah, live my life thinking like it's real.
Wow.
Like I choose to believe it's real.
I feel so. It's interesting to think about the fact that lots of different religions and culture do have maybe like a form of karma, because yeah. obviously karma kind of originates from Hinduism, as we mm-hmm. learnt. But also I think it's, mm-hmm. you know, with Catholicism, for example, yeah. I think you have that same kind of thing. You have the same kind of like, treat well yeah. and others will treat you well.
So that's basically karma.
Or to take it to the really extreme thing with Catholicism, mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. God is watching everything.
You're going to be punished.
And when you die, mm-hmm. then God is going to decide like where you yeah. go if you believe in
religion. So you think
religion,
if you're Catholic and God is in charge of that, do you think that's a way of karma then? That's how it operates.
I wonder if like we always need to feel like there's this external force, whether it's karma, whether it's God, the universe, whatever, mm-hmm. which is like judging our mm-hmm. actions. Mm-hmm. And that's something that will make things fair or unfair.
Yeah.
Because I wonder mm-hmm. if, you know, it's kind of unbearable for us to believe that
nothing has a repercussion.
Yeah, nothing like has a repercussion for like, if you work really hard, you may not get anything. Or if you're a terrible mm-hmm. person, that you'll just get mm-hmm. away with it for free.
Yeah.
So I feel like we created this watchful eye, mm-hmm. which is the like same watchful eye in any single religion, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to like be judging what's good and what's bad.
It's a good point. I do feel like a lot of people may be like put off about karma because I think it's too spiritual maybe, or it's something too up in the air. But I don't know, I was thinking now like how you were saying like from different points of view, culture, whatever, it means the same, but from different points of view. But even like if you think about mathematics or like things like that, like Newton, like the law, like the third law, like mm-hmm. every action has a consequence yeah. in the same way, or like... So kind of like even that is mathematically mm-hmm. speaking, or like physics speaking, like if you do something, every action will have a reaction. Mm-hmm. That's a way of karma. That's mm-hmm. a way of seeing karma as well. So yeah. basically everything, every action that we do, or everything that we do, it will be replied back by something or somewhere.
Interesting.
So I think that's kind of, I think it's impossible to deny that. I think like, even though I do feel some people act really bad, and maybe the payback, if you want to say, is not instant, but I think it does come in different ways. Do you think that? Like,
I do think that. I think yeah. I find it, I understand when people say, oh, but karma doesn't exist because really bad things happen to really good people, or good things happen to terrible people.
True.
I don't know if I agree. I understand that, but I also feel like if you're a terrible person, mm-hmm. let's say you have murdered someone mm-hmm. and you get away with it mm-hmm. through actual human law, yeah. you get away with it.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting away with it fully, because I always feel like we're the ones that we have to live with ourselves. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're the ones that mm-hmm. when we put our head on that pillow,
yeah.
You can't escape from yourself.
Yeah.
We all know that. Like anything bad that we've done, mm-hmm. we can yeah. never forget that. You can try to distract yourself, but you can never really. Yeah. And obviously there are different levels of like bad yeah. things and whatever. But you will always know that you've done that. And isn't that punishment in a way?
Some people say like, well, if you're a good person, why you're getting something? Why something bad is happening to you? Why you're getting a disease, or why you're about that? But I do think like with life overall is not like one compact like piece of thing that everything. So you can be a really good person and bad things can happen to you that doesn't have to be necessarily related to karma.
Yeah.
I do feel like there are things of your actions that can be related to karma, but also life is so vast and like there's so many things that it's not that straightforward. Like obviously good things happens to bad people as well, but also bad things that are maybe like, I don't know how to explain. It's kind of like, it's kind of maybe too crazy to think like if you're doing well, everything's going to be well back. No, it's not as simple because life is more than just like action and reaction. There's also other forces, right?
I agree. And I think also like there's so much chance in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for example, somebody who has never smoked a cigarette in their life might die from lung cancer.
Yeah.
And that's just really rotten luck.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it karma from a previous life?
That's the thing.
Or is it just like, for some reason, their genetics or something happened with their lungs and that's it, you know?
Exactly. Maybe do you think that sometimes you do little stuff or little actions that actually you can see in real time that you are getting like a good payback from them? Let's say like, because sometimes you may do something good and maybe like years happen and you're like, oh wow, yeah, that action, that thing that I did, maybe it was good because I'm getting now a response of that was good. But do you have that sometimes that you do things that it may be even small things that you get like a, it doesn't take too long to get like a reply and you say, oh, that's I did that, so I'm getting this back. This may be good karma.
Definitely. I think I definitely have that in mind. Like, for example, I always feel like, for example, if I give my seat to someone who might need it, then at one point when I need it, I'm probably going to get a seat, and that might happen to me quite immediately. Or if I'm like holding a door open for somebody, I think I find that I don't get the door slammed in my face.
Yeah.
I think somebody else will hold the door open for me in a different way.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. I think something like that.
Is it like maybe like calming energy, right?
Yeah.
Wind, I feel, right?
And is that just like, because I do think there's something to do with this and, yeah, like energy and action. Because ultimately, like what we read is like, it is action. And I wonder if there's something about when you're thinking about being a good person, having good karma, is it just that you're kind of like looking for more of the good stuff and then you're kind of radiating this energy?
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody, you know, you guys, some of you listening to this might not believe in energy. I think I really do believe in energy and I believe in the energy that we give out, you know, and the energy that other people give out. So I feel there's something about that, about looking for something better. Because then also if you're like, oh, I just have such shit karma or everything bad happens to me. You know, those people who always say like, I'm unlucky. Everything terrible happens to me. But there are other people that are like, life is sometimes difficult, but I'm always lucky. Everything works out. And you do. That for me is undeniable.
Undeniable.
It's true. It's like, you might not get it immediately, but you're going to get something positive eventually because you're, it's kind of about your brain as well, you know?
Yeah. Now that you're saying that and about like the energies, even if you believe it or not, but going back to all of this, it's kind of funny to see like all of this stuff, I think there can be a bit more scientific than we may think. There's a part of it that is very like up in the air, very like blah, blah, blah. But energy is something that it's proved. Energy exists. And the more, and you know, if energy is there, we're producing energy, things are producing energy, it's there. Then every action has a reaction. It's also a proof, like scientific thing.
True.
So all of these things, if you probably you don't want to be like too spiritual, you don't want to take it to that level. But then if you take it to the more like rational thing, it's also there. That is like, I think whatever, if you strip down the concept or wherever you see it from, it always you're going to fall in the same thing of like, things has an energy, energy reply to energy, like action has a reaction, all of those things that they are just there. So I think it's just depending on how you interpret that from your religion, from your point of view, from your believings. So I think it's funny because at the end, this is similar to the idea of like God is God for everyone. It's just how they see it, right? God is God. So your God may be the sun. Your God maybe is this one. So for other religion, it's that.
But what about for people who say, no, there is no God, there is no karma, there's nothing, it's just random. Everything that happens is just random. It's not like energy, it's just good or shitty people. What would you say?
That's a good point, yeah. I think I think I struggle a bit when people are that, like, rejecting of everything, and they just say it is what it is. It is that, and that's it. There's no more to it.
Mm.
But then I think if you apply that, if you live your life by that, then you need to apply the same thing to many other things. Mm. And that's a bit weird way of living all the time. I don't know what I would say, honestly.
I actually have like a story about one time in my life where I really wanted somebody who had like mm-hmm. done me really wrong. Mm-hmm. I really wanted them to have karma.
Okay.
And I was obsessed because I thought he's completely gotten away with everything for free. Exactly.
Yeah.
And actually a friend of mine mm-hmm. said something to me that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and I was like, why? Because he's not getting his karma. He just mm-hmm. gets to do this and he doesn't get, mm-hmm. he doesn't, mm-hmm. there's no consequence for him.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, just because you can't see the bad karma, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And actually, about 2 years after that, when I couldn't care less about this person anymore or about him getting his karma or not, I was given the mm-hmm. opportunity to see his bad karma.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought of myself back then and I was like, wow, like
you, see, yeah.
you always get a chance. And when I yeah. saw what I saw,
yeah.
I was like, fuck me, she was right. Yeah. Like all along, that's been him living yeah. his bad karma. That's his punishment
yeah.
for hurting me, basically.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that was a really good lesson for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's hard for us to swallow at the time because we want the immediate
yeah.
effect.
Humans. I do think like karma is very connected to faith in a weird way. Like because it's kind of like you kind of always, I think faith is a bit of hoping that something it will happen or will become reality, right? It's a bit of that,
yeah.
I believe. So I think karma is a bit of that, that you hope that other person will get good or bad payback for what the person did or not, or did not do. Yeah, I think it's a bit of like, it's a lot of hoping, but I think like at the end of the day, I think human experience is very like, as we don't have like a checklist of things, or life is not that structure in a way, we're just always acting and hoping that things will be the best way possible, right?
Yeah. And if you're like acting well because of karma, is that a bad thing?
I don't think so, to be honest. I mean, it's better to, I think always is good and better to act well. It doesn't matter what are your reasons, but if what you're doing is like good or the best you could, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Like if you believe like, well, it's the same. If you believe in hell and you won't do bad things because
exactly.
you don't want to go to hell, it's the same.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's basically like a rule that you can live your life by. Even if you don't believe that anything happens to you after you die, like if you just believe that you die and that's it, then I think
it's good to spread the good, right?
Yeah, it's good to spread the good. And also, I think once again, I take karma as like what you're putting out into the world, or what you're putting, you know, what you're putting in, what you're, how you're investing in your relationships as well, you know, like that kind of thing. I just feel like for those people out there who think that, no, for people that think that nothing bad happens to bad people, I just don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that, we have the law and then we also have other laws.
And I think
something to keep in mind, I think that you made me think, it's like you never really know the whole
story.
Thing, the whole picture. You never have the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
You, like we know from Instagram, like, you know, it's like people only put their highlight reel, but it's true. Like, it's like we don't know how people are feeling internally.
Yeah.
And so there is always a consequence, I think, for an action.
Yeah.
Positive.
And nothing is black and white, you know? Like, I always think about Hitler. And it's so fucked up because I always think like people that like dogs are really beautiful people. And that's a thing. People say, oh, if you don't like dogs, you're a bad person. You know, that like a saying or something. But you know, like Hitler, he loves dogs. He has many dogs.
Really?
He has like, I think like 25 dogs. And they were like their family. And it's fucking Hitler.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most horrible humans that ever exists in this world.
Mm.
And he has this side that it was like a
soft
really good, soft and loving, and obviously he loves dogs, which is a nice trait to have. So that makes you think, as well as everything, nothing is black and white.
True.
And like, again, like obviously you may be good and get good karma back while bad things happen to you at the same time, But I do really think, like, there's, like, I think especially, I don't know, I feel like in the daily life, like, when you act well with your friends or people around you or at work, or you have, like, a nice approach to things, I think you can feel how nice things they may come back to you.
Totally.
I don't think everything is random. I don't know. For me, it's a bit... I feel like, you know, existence is too complex to be just random. I don't know. Like, I know, like, I don't know, some scientific is like, yeah, it was like the Big Bang and we're just dust and whatever. It was just random, actually, apparently. We're just here randomly. But, you know, I'm not sure about that concept. I don't know if it, something that deep and complex is just random all the time. Like,
I think it's hard for us. I agree. I don't think anything is random. I really don't. I think I'm one of those people that believes, like, maybe to some degree, most things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
I can say that. And then once again, people always say, but why did that happen for a reason? That's like a really, you know, I feel like there is often a reason for something, even if we can't see it, even in terrible things that have happened in our lives. I think that you can sometimes be shown a reason and you're like, oh, wow, I'm so glad that that actually happened because that resulted in bringing something positive. Like, for example, with my endometriosis, I think I wouldn't be as health conscious if I didn't have this horrible disease.
And I'm
grateful for that. I think a few things to kind of like wrap this up. I think it's very hard for us to believe that things are random. I think that that's uncomfortable for us.
It's uncomfortable, really.
I think we all need to, or maybe not, but I feel like if you don't have a kind of like rules for life or way of viewing life, you can maybe like sink into a depression.
True.
Because then if you don't have, I believe that we all need something to hold on to. Some kind of faith, some kind of hope, something. I think it's quite hard for us otherwise to go through, because then it must be like really depressing just to think like we're just like little ants. And everything is meaningless.
Because then it falls into everything is meaningless.
And that's really hard.
It's really hard.
So I think that's one of the reasons why we have this concept, which is called karma.
Yeah.
Because I think we need rules.
Yeah.
And we need to believe that things. I think there's another thing about fairness and unfairness. And sometimes we're let down by the structures in place. So I think we have to believe that there's something else.
That kind of like holds.
That neutralizes things.
Yeah, it's true. Let me think about it. Yeah. I do think at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is like just do as much without sounding like, oh my God, but do as much as good as you can, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because what's the point or why? What's the reason to be like into like a negative path and do bad things and seeking revenge all the time? Like, I don't think they're like. Even if you believe or not, whatever, like, I think it's not traits that are good. They're not good traits for any human to have. So I think, like, even if you don't believe in karma or you believe in it, like, I think it's always good to act positively. And then if karma or the concept of karma helps you to keep track on that and be like, oh, no, I won't do it for karma, they're great for you. I mean, whatever works for you at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, literally, like, if you don't need something hovering over you to act like a good person or whatever, that's fine. But if like having the reminder of karma, you know, just, can be
just to like a kind of thing. But then if you don't have like something like holding on to you, like kind of like holding you accountable to not do bad or good things, what do you have then? Just your conscience, your like values,
maybe
morals?
Your like moral compass.
I guess it's about you, because I grew up in a very Catholic ambiance, a very Catholic like thing, but I don't really believe in like in the church or things like that, and I do believe in karma, which is not really Catholic, I guess, and I do believe in spiritual things, which are spiritual not in the Catholic side of things, you know, so it's
but
a
maybe
bit
you're...
even your samples, they don't
I
just do believe in that because I don't know, I find I'm more attracted to it. Why? I don't know.
But maybe you're quite spiritual because you had a really religious upbringing. But then again, Jorge, my boyfriend as well, was also brought up really Catholic. And he doesn't really believe in any of that, you know? So it's sort of like, I think it's quite your, I feel like there's a lot of your personality and a lot of like your like worldview. And I think for me and I think for you, it's quite, you know, like we have readings with shamans. Like that's literally like quite, well, we have a shaman, not shamans. A shaman, our only shaman.
Official shaman. Yeah.
So that requires a level of faith. And I have complete faith in what he told me and everything.
It's true.
You know, and I think that I think ultimately, like anything, it's fine as long as you're not hurting anyone. Because you'll get bad 100%. Karma, lol. No, just joking.
Lol! Jokes on you! If you don't have a spiritual, like, law to maybe rule yourself, maybe you're going to leave that. I don't know, that's interesting because it's kind of like, it's honestly super sad, but if, you know, if they kill, someone's being, was killed, and they trap the killer, and the killer is on jail forever. But will that give you the peace and like the whole satisfaction, whatever you want to call it, to be like, well, the person is paying? It's a part of it. But then I feel like the other part of it, it has to be very spiritual and thinking. And yeah. I think it may help thinking like that person will pay in different ways. That person is going to blah, 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 blah. That will come to me. I've been, you know, like, I think, yeah, that's why I always think it's not that black and white. Yeah. And like you say, there's a rule and there's laws, but I think you need to have a bit of other things to kind of like...
Definitely. Yeah, because you're right. Because even if somebody does something really horrific to you and they are put in prison, you
need to hold into something
Right? You need to find that forgiveness.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to eat you alive, you know? Yeah, so exactly. You need to... Because it's not going to be enough for you. If somebody like kills your child, for example, the worst thing possible, but they're put in prison for 100 years... Is that enough?
Yeah.
Is that going to make you feel better?
Exactly.
It might make you feel like, okay, that was justified. But yeah there needs to be something else, probably. Something else, you know?
Very interesting.
Interesting and heavy. That went heavier than I thought.
We're like a bit like, Carmen.
Very interesting. Pending thoughts.
Thank you for bringing this topic. I think I will like reflect on it. Yeah. I think it's a lot of like reflection to
Definitely. Here. Tell us in the comments. Believe in karma? What are your views on this?
What's your relationship? Yeah, relationship with karma. Like, exactly. How do you like live with that?
If you can summarize it.
Yeah.
But guys, thank you so much for listening watching. Guys.
Please.
Take care.
Yeah. Come back for the next episode. Exactly. And remember to share, like, and subscribe.
Yeah. Exactly. See you next week, guys. Bye. Bye.